What's up, everyone? Mark Lobliner, TigerFitness.com, extra special educational guest, DDT Method.
What's up, guys? How's everybody doing today?
I think they're doing okay.
I think so.
Unless, of course, they're deficient in fiber and they're only eating ribeyes covered in butter. Yeah. To that, I'd say you're probably not optimal, but it's okay because there's a carnivore diet. And everybody has donated money to the Carnivore Research Fund. Have you seen that?
I have.
I want to see the studies this $1 million fund is producing. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. I know they're not pocketing it. I'm not accusing anybody of this. But I would like to see published data showing the benefits of carnivore. I'll tell you what. There are some benefits to carnivore. One is it's going to naturally reduce your caloric intake, most likely, because you're cutting out all the tasty foods. Mm-hmm. Another is that... Yeah, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, so carnivore diet. So you and I, as we found, we're not sexy dieters.
No.
We're those adequate protein, adequate fat, fill in the rest of carbohydrate, and eat healthy foods.
Go figure.
Oh, it's fucking wild.
Crazy.
Wild. So the carnivore diet, my take on it is I love the fact that the carnivore diet is the polar opposite of the vegans. Because if you remember in like the 2010s, you had vegan gains on YouTube, you had this movement where everybody was going vegan, which is fucking terrible. And then you have the middle, which wasn't enough to offset the craziness and the zealotry of the vegans.
Nope.
So what we needed a Republican to the Democrat. We needed a white supremacist to Antifa. We needed something the polar opposite of veganism. And then God sent us this gift. An orthopedic surgeon by the name of Dr. Sean Baker, who by the way is a great guy. I love his stuff. This is by no means a shot at Dr. Sean Baker. I would just like to present in an entertaining fashion alongside my friend Drew, I would like to present why we feel the carnivore diet is retarded, or why I feel, I'm not gonna speak for Drew, I think it has benefits in that it gets people with autoimmune issues.
Of course.
To kind of reset. Mm-hmm. It could be great for epilepsy. It could be the start, the kickstart to someone losing weight and maintaining it with a more sustainable, healthy diet. Why do I say healthy? Because I will state for the record, and I will go to court and I will fucking get beheaded over this, that a diet deficient in fiber is not an optimal or a healthy diet. No. The carnivores are not just, they're not just not pro-fiber, they are anti-fiber. I'm not anti-anything, but I'm anti-stupidity and I'm anti-bullshit. And I would like to state that if you disagree with us, that's fine. Comment down below. Let's talk about this. Come on our Evening Rants podcast, myself and Alan. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have you more often on there.
Awesome.
It'll be a fun time. That's how I would like to start this video off, about why the carnivore diet probably isn't the right diet for you.
I'm even going to double down on some of the nice things you were saying about the carnivore diet, because you did sneak some in there. It can be beneficial, or should I say, constituents of it can be beneficial. It does have some beneficial properties to it. Now, it's eliminating a lot of foods that are more commonly, you know, inflammatory triggers.
Doritos.
For most people. Exactly. There's no Doritos involved in the carnivore diet, to my knowledge. Now, most foods that have inflammatory, like, just responses to them by for most people, most foods that most people find to be inflammatory for them, I should say, are foods that are going to be more highly processed and foods that are going to be a little bit more commonly known as bad foods. But foods on the FODMAP, high in FODMAPs, for example, tend to be a little bit more disagreeable for more people than not. So a diet like carnivore that eliminates these foods entirely is going to put some people in more of an efficacious position to not be intaking foods that are directly causing problems to them as an individual. It's kind of like a blanket cure in that it's eliminating things that might be causing triggers, and that's great. There's also association with higher ketone production, which can give you this mental clarity that for a busy business person individual, it can have a ton of benefits, and it eliminates that drop, spike, and jump in insulin and glycogen levels just sky high and then plummeting, and then the effects of that just becoming tired or lethargic or not being able to think straight. There are a ton of benefits, but using this as the be-all, end-all diet for health and then taking the ball and running with it to the point where you're running through a brick wall is causing way more harm than it's causing good. I'm going to mention saturated fat as my first example.
Oh, God.
Saturated fat is going to trigger a lot of people because people are going to come on here and they're legitimately going to tell me that they can eat as much saturated fat as they want and everything will be okay.
But your LDL, so I remember when Sean Baker posted his blood work, his LDL was like 253. I remember correctly, I could be wrong. And he argued that that doesn't matter because and his testosterone was in the dump. But he argued that because his body's so efficient, he doesn't need as much testosterone. And because his diet is so superior, LDL doesn't matter. I understand he's a doctor. Not that kind of doctor, guys. Like he's probably great at knees.
Great knees.
But
have you seen his knees? They look great.
He has amazing knees.
Great knees.
But again, to take blood work that we know through human trials and data is a direct correlation and causation of things that are going to kill you, and to say that it doesn't matter, I've never seen anybody argue that having low testosterone shows efficiency. Yet the carnivore dieters somehow have justified their shit blood work, which I'll put my blood work up against any carnivore dieter any day of the week. Mm-hmm. Even being on statin, and they're anti-TRT. That's fine. I'm anti-TRT for people who don't need it.
Exactly.
But if your test is in the 200s, you might be a candidate.
Probably.
Yeah. So what I'm getting at is, if your bullshit meter goes off and you're completely disregarding any and all science and human trials to say that something works, another bullshit meter, when it first started, just like many people, they go on this anti-supplement, you don't need to spend money thing. Lyle McDonald did it back in the day with supplements. Mm-hmm. Then he ended up selling books.
Mm-hmm.
Supplements. So here's the deal. Carnivore started out pretty simple. Eat 2 16-ounce ribeyes a day and you're good. Then all of a sudden, there's a book. Then there's some research fund. Then they're promoting beef powder. Then they're promoting beef chips. Then they're promoting electrolytes, because if you're on a ketogenic carnivore diet, your electrolyte levels will be fucked up. Have you guys not noticed every month that goes by, they start selling more of the shit they said you don't need?
Here's the deal, and
all you need is meat and water, bro.
Just meat and water only. And meat and water only will do some shit.
Good shit.
But it'll also do some bad shit. The problem is, people will put this information out there without realizing that people, including the people putting the shit out there, will take the ball and run with it too far. And taking anything too far is going to take you to a place where you don't want to go. We're pro fiber guys. We intake a shitload of fiber.
Shitload.
No pun intended.
Shit.
I legitimately eat 80 to 90 grams of fiber a day. Does that mean that I'm getting a ton of benefits from it? Yes. Does that mean that I'm immune to anything bad happening from it? No. Am I okay at 80 to 90 grams of fiber? Yeah, I'm fine. If I went up to 100, would I be fine? Possibly. 110? Probably. If I went to 300 grams of fiber a day, just because I believe in fiber, 300 grams of fiber a day, I don't know what's going to happen, but something's going to happen to my ass and it's not going to be great.
No, it depends. Depends.
Probably not.
Vince McMahon might disagree.
So he might think it's really great. Yeah. But if he tried to do what he did and it didn't come out, he would think that it was awful too. It's going to fuck you up.
I don't know how the girl would feel.
She might feel better or worse if she was into it. Who knows? Ongoing trial. Regardless.
I still want to know, like, if you poop on a girl's chest, Do you ask first, or do you just do it and ask for forgiveness later?
I'm just saying she has to cooperate, because if she moves a little bit, it's not like you have perfect aim.
So like tonight with Katie, like if I'm like, if I have an urge to poop on her, do I tell her, do I give her a warning, or do I just squat?
Well, what are you gonna use as your excuse for why you're getting into the setup? We're not 20 years old anymore, man. You can't just turn into like a half air squat and just let it rip.
I mean, you know, we've been married so long. Our idea of kink is hooking a leg during missionary.
When's the last time you pooped without looking at your phone? Are you going to have to scroll through Instagram while you do it?
I never thought of that.
There's a lot of factors that go into this. Regardless, if I had 300 grams of fiber, some shit's going to happen that's not good. And I'm a fiber guy. If you want to eat a ribeye a day because you feel it's a superfood and it makes you feel great, I'm not telling you that's bad. I'm not saying that.
Did you know that Jim Harbaugh doesn't eat chickens because they're a weak bird? He said in the press conference, he's like, I don't eat chicken.
I only eat animals with giant dicks.
It's a weak bird.
Dick animals
only. You know who has small dicks? Gorillas.
Yeah, fuck gorillas.
Gorillas have like 3-centimeter-inch dicks.
Yeah, no, we don't want to eat gorillas.
You would think gorillas would have big dicks.
So I eat nothing but blue whale and African-American. Well, now I'm canceled before I started.
No, come on, dude. Nobody can get mad with being thought of having a big dick.
That I said you have a big dick.
It's like Jews are rich. I'm like, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, like, we fucking are.
Take the good cliches.
Asians are good at math. Fuck yeah. Let's go.
Good cliches only.
You're going to MIT.
We only believe in good racism.
Good. Polish people are dumb. Yeah.
Possibly with big dicks. I don't know.
Polish people?
I don't know.
Sausage?
I never heard otherwise.
What about Italians?
I mean, not me. Too much of anything is bad. So 300 grams of fiber, not great.
12-inch penis, too much.
Probably too much. It hurts from what I've been told. If you're eating 6 ribeyes a day and your saturated fat intake is 100 to 150 grams, that's going to be too much. And I don't care if you're on the team saturated fat is great or team saturated fat is bad. A shitload of it is probably gonna do some bad things. The same way a shitload of anything that's good can become bad. People are taking these carnivore mentalities and modalities and they're just taking them too far because they wanna eat the foods that they wanna eat. Ribeye is delicious. Cheddar cheese is delicious. If you ate an 8-ounce ribeye and a block of cheddar cheese every meal, 6 meals a day, can you really tell me that because of some sort of carnivore magic and lack of inflammation that it's going to become the most healthy food on the fucking planet? There's a lot of bad shit that can happen when you do anything too much. If you drink too much water, you can stop your heart.
Hyperuremia?
Exactly. So you're going to flush out all your minerals. So why do we think we can get away with eating 17 pounds of red meat? If you're eating 17 pounds of red meat a day, you're not fucking doing it because you think you're healthy. You're doing it because you really like red meat, which is fine. Red meat is awesome.
It's great.
But you're doing it to justify something that you like to do. You're not doing it because it's healthier.
So, kind of to bring this all together, whatever diet works for you, but I'm not going to say that. Because when you have a diet that omits fruits, that omits vegetables, that omits fiber, I cannot say that do whatever works for you is going to work. Because this is a dangerous diet. This is a diet. Now, when I say dangerous, it's not like me running headfirst into a fucking lamppost, right? So, I mean that long term. There's a lot of bad things that I can see happening from this diet. And that's why I am not a fan of the carnivore diet. If it helps you kickstart or helps you get over some autoimmune stuff, great. But any diet that excludes fruits, vegetables, and fiber, I cannot stand behind. I cannot tell you that's not gonna do damage long-term.
An elimination diet's a tool. You don't use one tool for everything. A hammer is great at hammering nails. And you can do a bunch of other cool shit with it too. You're not gonna build your entire house with one hammer. There's gonna be a time for it, but you're not gonna do the whole thing. Diets that have strict limitations outside of a situation where it's medically mandated can be used, but they're not for the rest of your life and they're not in excess. Anything in excess is bad.
I'm gonna have to agree with that. So where can they find you?
So I'm at DDT Method on X and on Instagram.
I'm here. And if you're not following me, follow me. If you're not subscribed to me, subscribe to me. And the one thing I ask you to do is go to tigerfitness.com. That's my website. Support us, buy some creatine, buy some protein, buy some outright bars. buy whatever we carry, buy a lot of it, because, well, that's what supports this channel. Thank you so much for watching. Follow my guy here. That's not a game.